It is the Carellcast. I am Carell and sweet baby Jesus on the little cross of Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, may you be blessed or cursed to live in interesting times. Yesterday, the United States endured a coup attempt. There was a coup attempt yesterday where terrorist, insurrectionist, seditionist, led by the person occupying the Oval Office of the United States of America and emboldened by 140 lawmakers, 11 in the Senate and 129 in the House, attacked and caused the death of 4 people. There is blood on a lot of hands. We know who a lot of the people in the House were. And we're all frustrated that nothing has happened. Trump has not been arrested or removed. That Jake Angeli or whatever, he's cute. The cute bear guy with the horns. He's a very cute man. He's got tats and abdominal V and hairy chest and beard and blue eyes. He's gorgeous. He's going to jail. He's going to be a very happy bottom. We know who these people are. And we are the shame of the world again. Again. Still. And I want to think about that. I do. I want to be as enraged about that as you are. And I am. However, this morning, I found out in my city, 60 people died yesterday. So many people are dying in my city that the news interviewed the coroner about where are you putting the bodies. They've rented commercial refrigeration space because they now have over 200 bodies or 800 bodies a month or 200 a week. The average is 20 a week. So we are dying literally in the streets and no one will do anything. Yesterday wasn't those people should have never been allowed to gather, not because of their politics, but because of a pandemic. Okay? I don't care who you are, you should not be allowed to gather right now. Religion, politics, I don't care. We're freaking dying. And there's no relief in sight. I don't know when I get the vaccine. Do you know when you get the vaccine? Do you even know who to call to find out about when you get the vaccine? You have no clue. You know what's going on in Washington, D.C. You know a lot about a lot of things. But do you know when you can get a vaccine that will save your life? No, you do not. Do you know when you're going to be able to leave your home again without fear? No. You know, today I had to go to the optometrist. I had to go. I had put it off. I was supposed to go 8 months ago. And I just kept putting it off. And I could not put it off anymore. I had to go to the optometrist. And I am getting new glasses. I love these. My prescriptions changed just a little. He's like, he showed me the difference. He's like, here's what you have now. Here's what you're getting. It's just a little tiny bit stronger. But he said I had the eyes of a 21-year-old. I said, if only I had the body of one on top of me. He laughed. Good. Everybody's talking about it, of course, and everybody's asking, why is nothing being done? Why aren't these people? They broke into Breonna Taylor's home in the middle of the night. They broke into Breonna Taylor's home to serve a warrant to the wrong person for nothing and killed her. And yet we can't find 5 white guys with Twitter profiles, with phones that have taken photos that have been posted online, and we can't find these guys? We don't want to find these guys. They're easily found. The FBI putting out a tweet today. If any of you know any of these people, honey, there's video of it. They already know these people. The one that stole the podium, his wife is a doctor in Florida. They're from Florida, of course. In fact, they estimate half to two-thirds of the protesters or are terrorists, seditionists. CBS News sent out a memo. CBS sent out a memo saying, don't call this sedition. Don't call this insurrection. Yep. We don't want to play that up. CBS. What are you going to do about that? Are you going to call CBS and say, why'd you do this? You're going to tweet CBS and say, hey, why did you issue this memo? No. See what I mean? There's all these outrages nowadays and nothing happens. CBS, an American corporation, told their news department to not call it sedition. Don't call it a coup. Wow. Just wow. And we wonder. Oh, we don't wonder anymore, do we? We don't wonder how we got here. We all know how we got here. Let's see. What's going on here? Donald Trump has barred Mike Pence from the White House. Well, Donald Trump just left for Camp David. We're paying for a vacation for this weekend for him and his family at a lovely, lovely resort. I went to the optometrist. I waited outside. They took me back. The nurse wore a mask the entire time. I did all the equipment, which scared me, but they sterilize it. I watched them sterilize it right after I left it. Went into the exam room, did the exam, what they sterilized the exam room. Spoke to my optometrist in a mask. Went to the desk, got fitted for the glasses. Did hand sanitizer in a mask the whole time. Left, ordered food from a restaurant for to go. Waited outside the restaurant. And then came home and ate it. And I'm terrified. Now, technically, I did everything right. I waited outside the office, the optometrist office. When I did go back in, I saw one person. You know, they were masked. I was masked. We stayed far apart. But I'm still terrified. The man who is grabbing the victim from behind and pinning her arms to her side while she gets pepper sprayed is Roy Ball, who works as a rep at Toyota of West Covina. Oh, someone in Los Angeles held a black woman, I believe, asked who she voted for, and then pepper sprayed her. Someone, luckily, got it on tape, although I would have put the phone down and helped the poor woman. And now they're identifying this. And that's the whole thing. See, nowadays, look, I think what pisses most of you off more than anything is how cavalier they were yesterday. How they knew. Now, former heads of the FBI and everything are saying, no, 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 no. This is a far bigger, more orchestrated ordeal. You don't just walk into the Capitol. The Capitol Police knew they were coming. The Capitol Police let them in. I mean, this is, people are now saying that this couldn't have happened without other help. That there had to be inside cops. There had to be, you know, it all had, because it just couldn't have happened otherwise. So who do you trust? You know, today the gloves are off for me. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a seditionist and a traitor, and I want you either in jail or out of the country. And in the park, I said that to someone. He was trying to downplay it. He goes, well, those people are just mad. I said, those people are traitors. They are seditionists. And if you side with them, so are you. And you are an enemy of the people. And the people in the park were happy I did that. They were. They said that to me this morning. They said, yes, I'm tired of these people. When I see a Trump-Pence sign now, I see a traitor. And that's what they've been all along. There's a truck that parks in the Smiths here by me. And he had all those Pence and Trump signs and the whole thing and a big banner, a big billboard in the back of his truck. This morning, I walked into Big Five Sporting Goods. I said, does the person that owns that truck, and you know what truck I mean, do they work here? And they said, well, why do you want to know? I said, do they work here? And someone on the side of the store said, yeah, they do. I said, great. I'm going to let everyone know that Big Five at this location supports a traitor and a seditionist. There is still a Trump-Pence sign on his car right now. That man is a seditionist, is a traitor. He orchestrated a coup. And if you have a flag for Donald Trump on your car, then you support the coup. If you watch Fox News, you support the coup. Do you hear that, neighbors downstairs? If you watch Fox News, you support the coup. Because they sit in that frickin' apartment all frickin' day, except three times a day, one of the brothers, there's two brothers and a sister in a two-bedroom apartment. The sister lives... The brothers sleep in the same bedroom. It's creepy, eerie, and horror story kind of stuff. And every day they leave twice to get food. In the morning, they go to McDonald's like clockwork. In the afternoon, Wendy's like clockwork. And then they buy groceries for the evening. And it's all mac and cheese and all the other stuff. These people are over 50, over 60 probably. They watch Fox News and smoke cigarettes all day. So much so that it reeks of tobacco when you walk by their house. And when I went inside the one time and saw the kitchen with everything piled up to the kitchen, oh, just horrifying, horrifying hoarders, the walls were yellow with the nicotine. Good thing they own it, because they're destroying that place. They watch Fox News all day. They're seditionist. Fox News is a network that supports sedition. It should be shut down. Let's not play with these people anymore. Do you see what playing with them gets? People die. Let's stop playing with Trump supporters. You have a choice, America or Trump. You choose Trump, you're a traitor to the United States, you're a seditionist. And the Republicans should not seat those senators and the Congress people that are seditionists. They're called the GOP seditionist. Why are we seating? Why are we going to pay? Why are we going to give a salary to seditionists? Oh, no. I wanted to be funny about this today, but there ain't nothing funny about it. You know, Steph Miller, that show is able to keep their levity even in the worst of times, and good for them. I can't anymore. Yesterday was egregious. It was beyond the pale. It should shut down the nation. It shouldn't be just another headline. It should shut us down. All we should be doing all day today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day is trying to make right what happened yesterday. That's all we should be doing. That's it. So what are we doing, actually? Nothing. Trump's off to Camp David. The police say they're investigating. They're investigating. They're investigating the people that broke in. Black people, ain't you pissed? If I know black people listen to me. I know they do because I see them when I, you know, when I go them. I see my listeners who are black and my viewers who are black when I go do my appearances and stuff. And I do the Raz Room and the like. I know y'all black people watch and listen. I know y'all gay people watch and listen. Not many. I don't have many gay fans, which is odd. But I know some of you do watch and listen. I know a lot of you Hispanics watch and listen. And I know we've been downloaded in 18 countries, my app. And so I know a lot of you people who are black, brown, yellow, green, not white, or who might be gay or be a minority, watched yesterday with horror because you have lived your lives in fear. You have lived your life in fear of law enforcement because they will kill you, harm you, beat you, and jail you for no reason, for being gay. You know what? There's a statistic that I have in a book here that I wish I could get up to get. But basically, I've read it enough now so I can tell you. After World War II, for the next 15 years, from 1943, 44, what year did World War II end? Alexa, what year did World War II end?
Like 40-something.
45. Okay, so since 1945 till 1960, okay, for 15 years, four times an hour, or every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a gay person was arrested for being gay. For 15 years in America, from 1945 till 1960, every 15 minutes in our country, a gay person was arrested for being a sexual deviant. And their names were printed in the newspaper the next day. Now, whether it was true or not, whether they were convicted or not, it doesn't matter. The truth didn't matter. And in this book, The Deviant's War, The Homosexual Versus the United States of America, it chronicles so many of the horrible things that have been legally done to gays and lesbians. Condoned. Okay, to trans, to bi. Just yesterday, the 44th transgender person to die in the last 12 months died. The deadliest year on record for transgendered people. 44 trans people were killed this last year. Okay? So if you're one of those people, then you watched yesterday with horror because you know that if it was you doing that, you'd be killed. You know? You know that you have been unjustly harassed your entire life. I'm 58. Ain't a cop alive that likes me, even now. I try to be nice to them. I try to interface kindly with them, but all they see is a big queer. It's all they see. And I'm not in LA, or I'm in Las Vegas, where there's probably only two gay officers. Okay? Where we're still open for business, where you can still go to a casino right now, and they think that's okay with 60 dead people. Our governor, Governor Sisolak, is the most pansy-ass Democrat governor to ever exist. He is the most spineless lump of lard that exists on the planet. He is terrible for the state. He has no leadership. I live here. I don't see him addressing the people, just like yesterday. Where was Homeland Security, DHS, Attorney General? Where was law enforcement coming out, holding press conferences, saying, oh, no, we're getting this shit in hand. No, we're going to, oh, no. And yes, I'm going to swear today. Joe Scarborough started the morning with motherfuck, with fuck. Joe Scarborough this morning lost his mind and said, you open the fucking doors for him. Yes, Joe. You helped make Donald Trump, Joe. Did you forget, Joe? Joe, Mika. Have you forgotten that you helped put that man in power and now you're cursing at him because what we knew all along was going to happen, happened. We just all shocked as fuck that it didn't happen sooner. I don't know about y'all. I'm just shocked as shit that these... And MAGA is a terrorist group. Can we all agree? MAGA, M-A-G-A, is a terrorist group. If you have a red hat on, you might as well be Al-Qaeda. Okay? Baby, you turned into ISIS just that fast. MAGA is a terrorist group. Say it with me. Repeat it loud. MAGA is a terrorist. It's like a mantra. MAGA is a terrorist group. MAGA is a terrorist group. MAGA is a terrorist group. Say it with me, child. Make it an intention. Put it in the universe. MAGA is a terrorist group. They need to be designated such under a Biden administration. They are the biggest threat to national security that there is. We spend $797 billion a year on national security, $450 million a year on the Capitol Police alone. You can only get $600 in a check, but the Capitol Police get $500 million to protect the Capitol, and that shit that happened yesterday happened. $500 million of our money to protect the Capitol, and the building has windows that can be broken by maggots and police that won't stop anybody. $500 million a year. That's what you pay for the Capitol Police. $500 million a year. And this is what you get. Figure that out. You just spent, after 9/11, $400 million to upgrade the Capitol building security. And they got doors that they have to bolster with furniture. You know, the last time that building was invaded like that was in the 1800s, honey, by the British. A Confederate flag has never flown in those hallways. And yet... Lincoln. Can you imagine Lincoln yesterday with the Confederate flag roaming around the rotunda? Can you imagine Jefferson, any of them? God. Oh, what a mess. So what are we going to do? Not much. We're going to hope that for the next 13 days, he didn't freaking kill us. We're going to hope. He's already talking of pardoning himself. He knows he's committed crimes. Yesterday was a crime. He incited a riot. Then this little maggot that had his Navistar direct marketing. How dumb are these people? Look, you're going to do one of the biggest crimes in history. Insurrection. You know, let me tell you how smart our founders were at insurrection versus, I mean, they were evil at it. Meaning what our founders, some of the things that we did in the name of our country were kind of bad. For instance, the Boston Tea Party. Y'all know about it, right? Y'all heard about it. It's why tea never really caught on in this country. The tea tax, the tea party, all of it. Well, they didn't go down there dressed like, you know, Thomas Jefferson. They went down and threw all the tea in the Boston River dressed as Native Americans. They got all dressed up as Native Americans. So they couldn't be blamed. Okay? And they threw the blame on the Native Americans. That ain't right. You know, that ain't right. Native Americans today saying that that guy dressed in all the coon skins and things, the cute one, whatever his name is, Vangeli, whatever, I don't know what it is. It's jailbait is what it is now. They said, no, he's not a native. A Maryland company has terminated one of his employees after he was apparently captured in a picture during the mob riot at the Capitol yesterday. These people walked in with no mask on. They openly just took stuff and then waved it around outside like the spoils of war, thinking that that's it. Someone took the speaker's podium. I think it's on eBay for $50,000. I'm not making that up. And the guy that took it, there's a picture of him with Don Jr. Okay? These are not smart people. So let's see what else is going on, because it changes by the minute. Obama, of course, spoke out about this and said what we're saying, that these people must be punished. And I believe that Pelosi said that Trump must go and that Schumer has called for his immediate removal. And the 45th is being talked about as we speak right now. The 45th Amendment is being talked about. It would behoove them to get it done while he's at Camp David. Newly elected West Virginia lawmaker posted a video of himself among the crowd that stormed the Capitol, prompting calls for his resignation. I don't want his resignation. I want him in jail. He stormed the Capitol. He's on tape. He live streamed the coup. He should be in jail. So he needs not resign, but arrested. By the way, Elon Musk has just become the world's most rich man, beating Jeff Bezos. Like that matters to any of us. Help USA Today identify rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol. They're posting pictures online. Two explosive devices were found in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, and they were real and dangerous. A pipe bomb. Why aren't we talking about this? These are terrorists. They found two bombs. These are terrorists. The guy that live streamed the event is a terrorist. He's in the state house of some state. He's a terrorist. Okay? Will they be treated as such? I don't know. Michelle Obama has called out right-wing media and Silicon Valley for enabling Donald Trump, meaning Twitter, Facebook. Sure, now they're banning it because they know they're in deep shit. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they know that they are the platform of this uprising. They know that Trump used their platform to give his orders. Their Twitter is complicit. I know y'all would miss it, but it needs to be shut down. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they should go. This is all part of them. Blood is on their hands. These people all liaisoned through Twitter and Facebook groups. And Donald Trump has made it his way to speak to people. And they're still operational. Trump is still on our dime. And these other people are still out free. And that Joe Angelini or whatever his name is, you know, Trump, the shaman, he's still out somewhere. What the actual holy hell, right? What the actual holy hell. Not only have we gone to hell in a handbasket, but no one's really, you know, doing much about it. Meanwhile, other countries are shutting down. There's a new strain of COVID and child. It's horrible. This new strain of COVID is so bad. And we out here acting, tra-la-la-la-la, skip to Maloo. We might not be in lockdown. Y'all think 2021 is going to be better than 2020? I say no. I say 2021 is going to be far worse. I do. We entered 2021 with 300 and what? Something dead? We'll go to 1 million. Are you kidding me? It's a lot of bodies, a lot of funerals, and I hope I am not one of them. I fear it more than you know. I have friends in town, James, Amy, their three kids, and a friend of theirs from Tennessee. They drove a bus. They're in a big, huge bus. It's socially distanced. You know, one of those buses like you see for doctor's offices and things, you know, the probably got 1, 2, 3, 4 benches, maybe, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 benches on one side and maybe has 4 single seats on the other side. You've seen these buses around town. They bought one. And so you can socially distance in their bus. You can sit like 3 chairs away from somebody. But I don't know their friend from Tennessee, and even with a mask on, you know, I'm meeting them outside. They're not coming in. I'm not going in there. I'm terrified of COVID. It treats everybody differently. I'm healthy. A perfectly healthy person could still go down. I'm terrified. Well, you shouldn't be terrified. Yes, you should. You should be terrified of COVID. It is out of control in this country. And now Europe is doing the right thing and locking down, and we're not. Instead, we're having rallies where 30,000 super spreaders are now going to go back to their communities and bring God knows what kind of virus back. You know, they didn't just commit a crime yesterday. They're going to go infect people and kill people. Their actions yesterday will spread a virus that will kill people. There is blood on the hands of everybody that went to that protest yesterday. That did not wear a mask, did not socially distance, etc. So we're in dire straits. This is bad. We are between COVID and the coup. CNC, honey, CNC Music Factory. Donald Trump joined Parler. A United States president is on a hate-filled right-wing conspiracy platform, and he has the nuclear codes, people. He could start a war in 13 days. Iran has already put out an arrest warrant for him. He wants to bomb Iran. I'm saddened for us. I am. This is one of my favorite sweatshirts. My mom and dad bought this for me. This shirt's, it's got to be 40 years old. Maybe 45. I put it on when I want to feel comfortable, when I want to feel safe, when I want to feel at home. It's cloudy here in Vegas. It's going to be 38 tonight, 37 tonight. I am as unsettled as you are by everything. You know, my optometrist said he hasn't been able to watch. He worked all day. And then he said, but I heard this and I heard that. And he was like shaking his head. He goes, I just can't. He's like, I can't even imagine. How do I say this? This is not normal. Okay? This is not the way we're supposed to live. This is not healthy. Even just the following of it. Didn't you sit in front of the news all day yesterday, whether it was video screen or ears or whatever? Your stress level was so high yesterday. All of you, your cortisol levels were off the charts. Did you eat properly yesterday? Did you exercise properly yesterday? Probably not. I did. But you probably didn't. Although I made chocolate pudding last night, so that wasn't good. But I still lost a pound, so that's okay. But, yeah, no. Well, how does a vegan make chocolate pudding? With homemade soy milk. I made soy milk last night. You know, I don't often make soy milk. I don't often make soy milk because you have to cook it. It's the only nut milk, the only milk you make, oatmeal, you know, from oats or almond milk or coconut milk or cashew or walnut milk or all of those milks, you don't cook the nuts. You soak them, but you don't cook them. Soybeans, you have to cook. In fact, soybeans in their natural raw state have a chemical that's not good for you. So how do you make soy milk, you ask? I'll tell you. You take a cup of soybeans and you soak them for 8 to 10 hours in water. You make sure that the yellow soybeans, green ones, do not make good soy milk. So you soak them 8 to 10 hours. And you soak them in 4 cups of water. Then you take that water and put it to the side. You take 5 cups of filtered water, so it's a total of 9 cups of water. You take 5 cups of filter water or good water, just use good water, and boil it, start it heating, okay? Take your soaked soybeans, put them in a blender with 2 cups of the water that you soaked them in and whiz it around until it's like a pasty milkshake. Put that pasty milkshake in the 5 cups of hot water, stir it about, and let it simmer. For about 5-10 minutes. Use a scraper to scrape the stuff that'll, you know, get at the top. Strain it through a muslin bag. Put it back in the pot. Heat it for another 10 minutes. strain it again and you're done. Beautiful soy milk. Now, you want to know a really fun secret? When you've made the soy milk and it's warm and it's there in front of you in the pot, which is so easy to do. Like I said, you just take the beans, you grind them, and you mix them in. When you have that wonderful fresh soy milk in the pot, guess what? You can put in some magnesium. There's a Chinese or Japanese word for it, but I believe it's gypsum. You can put in gypsum, which is, or the other element from the magnesium from sea salt. They sell it in the store. It's in a little bag, nigiri, I think it's called, in Japan. I could look that up. But anyway, you take a little bit of this, and it tells you how much. And you put it in the warm soy milk, and guess what happens? It curdles the warm soy milk. And as you curdle it, the whey goes to the bottom, the curds go to the top. Well, you take your tofu mold, and you scrape those curds off the soy milk, and you put them in the tofu mold, and you squash it, and that's tofu. All tofu is soy milk that has been curdled, and the curds collected and squashed into that cube. That's all it is. That's all tofu is. It's soy milk that has been heated, curdled, and then compressed. That's it. That's what it is. It's Veganuary. I'm going to leave you with that today. You got today. This is the month. I just had a delicious Korean, bulbil dish. I forget what it's called. But it was with Beyond Chicken, which I don't normally eat, but that was good. And you know, all the other Korean stuff and the sesame. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And I had it with lentil soup. That was my lunch. Lentil soup and Korean bulgogi, which was vegan. And it was delicious. It's Veganuary. Over 500,000 Americans signed up with a pledge to go vegan this month. Give it a try for me. Okay. My friend Daniel Charleston is doing it. He's doing excellently. Steve Cabral is starting. He's doing well. So you know what? Get on the Veganuary bandwagon. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. So I don't hurt anybody. Please go get my app. It's free. You have got to follow me on social media. It's Really Carell on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Really Carell, because I'm going to be judged by those numbers. So please go and follow me. Really Carell on Twitter or Instagram. Subscribe at YouTube. YouTube.com/what? Really Carell. There we go. Subscribe at YouTube. That way you know about the videos. All of it. Do it. Do it. Do it. ReallyCarell.com is the videos. It's all there. All right. I'm Carell. Be who you want to be. So it doesn't hurt anybody. Hopefully by the time we meet again, Donald Trump, which will be what? Today is Thursday? Well, if tomorrow, if some big stuff happens, I'll come back tomorrow. I mean, if he's like thrown out or they invoke the 25th or whatever. Otherwise, I'll be back on Monday. If not, I mean, if something big, define big in today's day and age. God, what would it be? Nuclear war, the president removed, Mitch McConnell dying, his wife just left. Not him, although she should. She just left the White House. And it's not an act of disobedience, actually. She's in the cabinet. She didn't want to have to vote to impeach or to remove him. She's being a coward, but whatever. Okay, so we'll see you either tomorrow or Monday, okay? Mwah. 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 I'll do it again. Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.